It was perilous to be a member of a religious minority in the old Soviet Union, and it is again in modern-day Russia. And one organization in particular is being singled out for persecution now, the Jehovah's Witnesses. The Kremlin has labeled a Christian group an extremist organization, and the justice minister says it threatens public order in Russia. The Jehovah's Witnesses are based here in the United States. There are more than 170,000 members in Russia. They are pacifists, they don't serve in the military, and they don't vote. Some members in Russia have reported being assaulted and arrested, and some of the group's property has been seized. Yaroslav Savulsky is a spokesman for the organization in St. Petersburg, Russia. He's a third-generation Jehovah's Witness. Both his mother and father were imprisoned in the 1950s for being members of the faith, and he's been imprisoned as well. We spoke with Savulsky from St. Petersburg about how his life and work have changed in recent weeks.
For me and my wife, we spent here for last 23 years. We live a happy and interesting life. Now is everything changed. We have to stop our religious activity here in St. Petersburg in our administrative center, and we have to go somewhere else. And of course, it's very painful. Many cried. Some tried to be positive, but it's emotional moment for everybody of us because we build this administrative center. I spent 1 year building here buildings and offices and everything with my friends from other countries. They all came to help us to build our beautiful center, and now we have to leave it.
Jehovah's Witnesses are known worldwide as doing, among other things, most visibly knocking on people's doors in a kind of evangelizing. Is that the kind of thing you can no longer do in Russia now?
Any activity of Jehovah's Witnesses could be viewed as extremist activity after that final court decision. We will see how police will act toward Jehovah's Witnesses after the decision will be enforced. But we have already some example that yes, it could be the case that after you're discussing Bible truth with the neighbors, you could be viewed as people who continue to do extremist activity after the ban. And it could be viewed as a criminal action, and it could be punished up to 10 years imprisonment.
Up to 10 years. So is it no longer happening? In other words, I'm trying to find out right now how your activities have been curtailed personally and as part of the faith.
Some continue. Some maybe hesitate to do it. It's difficult to say in whole Russia, but we start to receiving a report that some already was beaten, not by police, but by aggressive people who saw so many bad news from the government channels. And after all this propaganda, some people got angry and start to scream or even to beat some of our, we call brothers and sisters.
You can confirm that's happened?
Yeah, we can confirm.
The group is known as being nonviolent in nature. Can you?
Of course.
Yes. Can you tell us why you think the Russian government is now choosing to clamp down on Jehovah's Witnesses in such a way?
This is a very good question, and we are Jehovah's Witnesses. We have no answer for that question because we love our neighbors. We try to preach good news of the kingdom to all our citizens in Russia, our neighbors, and why government viewed as a threat, it's really difficult to understand. Some observers said that we are very fast growing, or we are too active, or we are compete with Orthodox Church. But frankly say, we are not competing with anybody. We're just doing what we have to do, what Jesus command us to do. Go and preach to all nations. But as you know, our website, jw.org, already banned in Russia. And from April 2015, no single copy of our literature came through the border because government decided to forbid any shipments of literature to Russia. Even Bible was stopped at the border and sent to the court for expert study on anti-extremism law basis. It means that they want to pronounce our New World Translation Bible also extremist literature, which is, it's ridiculous.
Do you fear that even by speaking with us, that you could be putting yourself in danger if at some point?
I don't know. To be frank, I have no fear. If something will happen, okay, it will happen. What I can do, but I'm telling only the truth. That's why I should fear. If something happen, okay, we will face this problem. But for me, it's easier because my family was exiled to Siberia. My father spent 7 years in prison. My mother spent 4 years in prison, and I also myself spent 1.5 year in prison for military service objection. That's why I know what does it mean to be persecuted, and I have no fear.
Yaroslav Savulsky spoke to us on Skype from St. Petersburg, Russia. He's a member of Jehovah's Witnesses. The Russian government has outlawed his faith.